Jussie Smollett opened up to GMA's Robin Roberts and told his story about his alleged racist and homophobic attack, which occurred in Chicago a couple of weeks ago. Smollett gave a very detailed description of what happened. He also answered a lot of the questions that critics and doubters have had about his story. Smollett says it's disappointing that his attack wasn't captured on video. Take a listen.
I went down to where it happened, and I walked them through exactly what happened. And I looked up and I saw that there was a camera directly on the light post that is in the intersection. So I'm like, there it is. And then the detective told me that the camera inside of the casing was facing north. So they didn't have it. And that was disappointing.
Yeah. Jussie also said that he gave police a description of their body type and believes that the guy who said 100% that the two men in the surveillance photo released by police are the attackers. Now, according to, he said that.
He believes that's them. Okay.
He said that. Now, according to TMZ, the Chicago police raided the home of the persons of interest and seized two laptops, five bottles of bleach, a red hat. Both of the men were reported to be extras on the set of Empire. Also.
Really?
Yeah. Also, wow. Multiple sources have told Chicago ABC 7 Eyewitness News that police are investigating whether Jussie Smollett and the two men staged the attack. Now, that was the latest thing that came out, allegedly because Smollett was being written out of Empire. However, a Chicago police spokesman by the name of Anthony Guglielmi says that there's no evidence to support that report from ABC 7 Eyewitness News in Chicago.
I can tell you right now that really, I don't even know how that would make sense.
Yeah, Fox.
That somebody would stage getting jumped on to save your role on a show?
Right, because you thought you were getting written out.
Yeah, but how does that make any sense?
And he's such a prominent character. It just doesn't make sense.
Why would he lie about
this? But Fox execs came out and said that's definitely not the case. They weren't planning on firing him or anything.
Yeah, he's a core part of that show.
Yeah, he is. He is a major storyline.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, on the show. So.
Yeah. Yeah,
this case.
Yeah, and we'll keep you posted, of course, as the news comes to us. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The nominees for the NAACP Image Awards were announced, and Regina King, Chadwick Boseman, Jussie Smollett, and Issa Rae are just a few of those up for recognition. And congratulations to our very own, guess who? Steve Harvey!
Yeah!
Okay.
Steve,
you were nominated for Outstanding Game Show Host for Family Feud, which you start today. Congratulations on that.
Did you know?
Mm-mm.
No.
Because this sounds like surprise.
Yeah, you do sound surprised.
I didn't know.
They don't call and tell you nothing?
Wow, Steve. You've been working that hard.
Golly, I thought you'd be getting the heads up.
No. Maybe I should fire some people.
Whatever.
Shocked.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm in the news any damn way. Might as well be for something.
Well, congratulations, Steve.
Yes.
Outstanding game show host for Family Feud. The Image Award celebrates excellence by people of color in movies, TV, music, and literature. The 50th annual NAACP Awards airs on March 30th on TV1. Congratulations again. Now it is time, Steve, for today's headlines.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ann Tripp.